Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Chwaba.
Hey, hey, Wisconsin. How is everybody doing tonight? Great to have you with me. This is Nightlight, a Tuesday edition, where we intend to solve a lot of problems tonight. We're going to pose problems and solve problems. That's a great way to consider yourself a problem solver, when you create the problem and you solve it. It's like on The Simpsons when they say, to alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems. Great to have you with us tonight. This is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba. I am your host, Pete Chwaba, riding shotgun as always and ready to take your text is Conrad with a K.
Yes, always ready to take some texts.
You're always ready, dude. You're always, your fingers are nimble. You're ready to go. You don't really need your fingers to take a text, though, I guess. I've been saying that.
I just need my eyes to be peeled. Yeah. That's it.
You know, like, text people back. What am I doing? And we have a great question tonight, and I will present it based on who the guest is that, in my opinion, gave me the idea for it. Steve Segrin will be here at 7:30. Steve is a comedian, actor, and an artist. He's one of those people that I don't like, Conrad. He's way too talented. I don't like people that have success in multiple fields. I feel very, not emasculated, just insufficient. I don't know. What's another career you think you could do and be successful at?
Oh, well, I did do advertising in college, so I think I could do that.
All right. I wouldn't say college advertising is like a... You didn't retire with a gold watch.
Yeah.
But were you good at it?
I made graphic design, like, posters.
Oh, sweet.
I did one for Voltaren, like the arthritis gel.
Okay.
I did like a full like marketing campaign for it.
They were so good, people almost wanted arthritis so they could buy the product. That's how
exactly.
Effective. I love it. That's great. Steve will be here at 7:30, and he, every once in a while, we were supposed to have my buddy Pat Francis on tonight because I wanted to discuss the album, the Kiss album, Detroit Rock City. It was one of the first albums I ever owned, and Pat has a podcast called Rock Solid where it's music-based, and he does a great job, but he had to reschedule for personal reasons. So I thought, you know, Steve Segrin's been on the show before. He's a great guest. He's a great guy. And every once in a while, he'll post on Facebook a song he never needs to hear again. And I thought, you know what? That would make a great interview and a great segment. So Steve will be here at 7:35, and we will discuss songs we never need to hear again. Conrad, I suggest you start making a list as well. I've got my top 10, and Steve will have some. We'll have a little countdown. It'll be fun. That's at 7:30. And it's also our question tonight. What song do you never need to hear again? What's a song you never need to hear again? We've all got them, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know, and we will read your suggestion on the radio. At 8:20, Madison-based comedian Mike Mercury will be here to discuss Madison Comedy Week, which is next week right around the corner. We've discussed that a little bit in the last week. We had Johnny Beaner on last night and Jake Snell. And now we will have Mike as the week gets even closer. It starts next week. Mike will join us. Tell us about what he's up to as well. I'm going to give Mike a hard time because I looked at his Substack. He has no new articles since the last time he's been here. So he will hear about that when he is on the show later at 8:20. Lots of stuff going on. I don't know what... Okay. Do you remember last night, Conrad, when we were talking about our space issues? And I find it strange when people come in a movie theater and sit right next to you or right behind you, and there's nobody else in the whole bleeping theater.
Yes.
All right. And then I shared another issue I had with urinals, where there was like 7 urinals in a bathroom. I was all the way down in the end, and a guy comes a little too close, not to the one next to me, to the one he like left a buffer there, but it's like, still, come on, buddy. I'm leaving you many options here. You don't have to take the second to closest one. Anyway, I just feel like when you have space, take it. But some people are more clingy like that. or people you take a walk with, they walk very close to you. And I don't know, I'm not a psychologist, but I will say this comes from my own family because my wife did, what do you hear this, Conrad? Okay. So about 3 years ago, this is right along the lines of the movie theater thing. My wife and I were kind of arguing. We decided to go to the store together. We had a bunch of people in town. It was getting a little tense, a little stressful. We argue the entire way to the grocery store. We pull into the grocery store. It's just a little store in town, but the parking lot is big. It's got about, I don't know, maybe 100 spaces. There is one car in the parking lot, aside from the employee section of the lot. One car.
Okay.
Where do you think my wife parked, Conrad?
Right next to the other car.
No, worse. She pulled in and pointed our car at the other car. So we can't even pull out. We got to back out. And I just sat there and I almost exploded because I was already mad. I just was like sitting there like, I can't believe you parked here. She's like, what? Like, just in that, that's, some people are just on that plane. They don't think of that stuff. And I'm not, no one's right or wrong. Look, I'm crazy. I know that. But in that particular instance, I could not handle it.
There's a point of satisfaction of just not having to back up for myself. So I would definitely
absolutely
be, what, that car's parked there, I'd be on the other end.
Make your life easy.
Exactly.
Take the win and just pull out. There's enough car accidents and parking lots that happen. It's like the most popular place for car accidents. So why make it that much more difficult backing up? I don't know. That cracked me up. I had forgotten about that. And then I told my wife what we were talking about last night. And she said, oh, like the time I parked the car in the parking lot. I said, yes, I can't believe I forgot to talk about that. So anyway, that was a good one. So Lisa Kudrow's birthday is today. This I thought was strange. I do the Hollywood Beats. It's like Hollywood slash or quote news, end quote. And Lisa Kudrow said recently on Conan O'Brien's podcast, how old is Lisa Kudrow, Conrad, today? She's 60?
61. Yeah.
61. Oh, 61, like on the sheet. She's over 60. Let's leave it at that. She said to Conan O'Brien, I don't know why this bothered me either. She doesn't like it. Or she didn't like it when she was on Friends, and the studio audience would laugh too much. And it was always like she'd say, if I felt like a joke wasn't that funny and they'd laugh, it would really bother her. And I'm like, first of all, if you've ever been part of a studio audience, you're not paid to be there. They give you tickets. It's kind of a sucker deal. Like people, the first time they go watch a taping, they think it's a really cool thing. And it is. If you go to the right show, like if you go to Seinfeld or Friends or whatever, where Cheers, where there's a studio audience, that could be really cool to see once. But I guarantee most people never want to do it again. It can take up to 5 hours. There are tons of breaks. They've got a comedian there entertaining people in between those breaks. It's not like it's a bad night. It's just not great. And Lisa Kudrow is complaining because people were laughing at a sitcom. I'm like, come on. Do better. They're there helping you out. You're rich and famous. You can sit through a little laughter. I don't know why that bothered me. And she's great. I love Lisa Kudrow on the show, and she was great on The Comeback, which our friend Lance Barber was on. She's great. But I think that's one of those things when you're famous and you've been famous so long, you know, you find things to be irritated about because that made no sense to me. Anyway, happy birthday, Lisa Kudrow.
And do you have to pay for those tickets too?
No. No, they I'm not saying they have trouble finding people, but I think a lot of tourists go,
yeah,
and they look into it ahead of time, and they're not hard to get. And it, like I said, you go once, it is fun, especially if I would sit through a Seinfeld taping now. Like, I've been to like two tapings, and I don't, you know, both times my friend was writing on the show. I don't think I had lived in LA yet. I was visiting. I was like, oh, cool. I had an extra ticket, and I couldn't give it away. And that's when I realized, like, hey, I got a ticket to see a Grace Under Fire taping tonight. And they're like, great. I mean, you want to go? No. Like, what? It's a TV show. And people are like, been there, done that. But they are cool. If you ever go to LA or New York, wherever they're I would definitely recommend doing it once. It is fun to watch, especially if it's a good show. You could see how your favorite actors sort of act behind the scenes when the camera's not rolling. I think that's kind of fun, but it's not something most people want to do more than once. So I had the opportunity. I helped my parents who are downsizing. Just like, you know what? You know who else is downsizing, Conrad?
Who's that?
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah.
And Ben Affleck.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're getting divorced.
You can count that.
It's kind of like downsizing. My parents are downsizing, not getting divorced. They've been married a long time, well over 50 years. And they got a storage unit. It reminded me of when I had storage. Do you have anything in storage, Conrad?
Not probably my not. Storage, but my brother's storage.
And your brother's not that much older than you, right?
Yeah, he's 7 years older than me.
It is a racket. Like, it's the easiest. Owning storage units, I had a friend that owned them. The upkeep is almost nothing. You have to have someone you can call in case of an emergency. But you put up aluminum siding, and it sits there, and people come, and they empty their pockets, and they save things like old bibs and a crib that they're never going to use again. I mean, I don't know. It just got me thinking, like, are people more into storage? Or should we just downsize? Because I think in this country, we're pack rats. I know for the longest time I was. Now I'm not as much. But I don't know. But my parents moved a bunch of stuff into storage temporarily until they move. But you go in there, there's like mouse traps all over the place. It's like, did I tell my story about the rats on this show before?
I don't think so.
All right, maybe we'll do that next. We had rats in a storage facility, and it was horrible. Maybe I don't know if that's going to chase listeners away or if they're going to stick around for it. But we've got Sherry checking in on the stream. Hello, Sherry. Nice to see you tonight. So glad you're with us. She says, Sherry, baby. And Grandma Reindeer. Boy, you could, I mean, there could be a ton of holiday songs on that list. Just to reiterate, tonight's question is, what's a song you never need to hear again? This song was on that list, Conrad. Come on, Eileen. And I love this song, but I could see where people would get sick of it. But Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Good evening, Sherry. And she also says, Sherry Baby, a song with her name in it. Come on, Sherry. They wrote that for you. Frankie Valli. We'll read more comments on the stream and more on the text line. Let us know a song you never need to hear again. Steve Segrin coming up at 7:35. I'm going to talk about rats next. You don't want to miss that, folks. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Says his response to tonight's question, what's a song you never need to hear again? Bill's watching on Facebook. He says, if I never ever again hear Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler, I will be okay with that. Carol Lynn checks in, says, Jim Morrison, Light My Fire. You know what? That I can see why that's on your list, Carol. I hear that song so infrequently that it doesn't bother me, but I get why it's on your list. But like Total Eclipse of the Heart, that's a grocery song. That's a grocery store song. I hear that a lot. Bill also says, oh my God, yes. Aerosmith, Ragdoll. Awful. And I'll add another one, an Aerosmith, Love in an Elevator. Just a gratuitous, lame rock star getting laid in an elevator. Come on. Who can, you know, Conrad, have you ever had sex in an elevator? With a partner?
Can't say I've done that.
I don't think many people can relate to that. I've gone to the bathroom in an elevator several times. Half kidding. Checking in on the... Oh, we got Anna says, the song I never want to hear again is The Morning After from the Poseidon Adventure sung by Maureen McGovern. There has to be a morning after... Like that, Anna? That's Anna from the 608. Lover text. Yeah, I'm guessing, Anna, and I don't know this for sure, that was written for the Poseidon Adventure just because it makes sense. Sherry from Northwest Coast, California checks in and says, I have to agree with the other Sherry. This different spellings on our Sherrys. Sherry from Horicon and Sherry from Northwest Coast, California. Both Sherrys, but spelled differently. She says, I have to agree with the other Sherrys, however they spell it. Detest, hate, Sherry baby. Wow. It'll be interesting to see if anybody else weighs in on that song because it's your name. Is that why you hate it? Like, there's so many Frankie Valli songs I love. I could see where that would get a little. Kind of sounds like he's whining through it. And he's got a great voice, but yeah, I could see that. So I saw this too, Conrad. We did a beat. This will run tomorrow, but Ozzy Osbourne apologized to Britney Spears for criticizing her dancing. And he said, it's just the same thing all the time. And it is funny when these pop stars dance, they have this move where they look like pissed off. And then they kind of slap their hip. Like, it looks like a knife fight from a musical. It looks so silly. It's like they're angry and they kind of walk with authority. It's just, it's fine when the music is playing. But a friend of mine years ago said, turn off the sound when you see these videos and watch them dance and they look really stupid. So I'm kind of on Ozzy Osbourne's side here, but he's, I don't know why, like he put out a social media thing. He said, you know, you do the same dance every day. I see you do the same dance. That's weird. I don't know. Find the clicker, turn the channel, Ozzy, move on. And Britney Spears fired back and she said, they're the most boring family in the world, which is a great comeback, actually, by the Britster. But it got me thinking about my buddy that used to say that. Watch a Britney Spears video or one of those like pop stars and how angry they look when they dance and they try to give attitude. It's just silly. It's like you're singing about bubblegum love. Calm down. Also, Conrad, I saw this. You might want to hear this. The oldest living person just celebrated another birthday. She lives in Houston and turned 115 on Thursday. She was born in 1909, 5 years before the start of World War I.
That has to be a world record, right?
No. She is really? The fourth oldest person in the world. Number one is a woman from Spain who is 117. She credits her good health to her faith and the fact that she's never smoked. And she can still dunk.
I doubt that.
That'd be great though, if a 117-year-old woman could dunk. Her advice to young people is don't be afraid to speak up. She says, speak your mind. Don't hold your tongue. All right, I can roll with that. Hey, we've got some clips we haven't played yet. Let's take some of these off the books because they're very funny. I love this clip. This is from Something About Mary. This is Ben Stiller, who, love him or hate him, he plays a teenager really well, and he was very funny in Something About Mary. This is Ben Stiller trying to get a prom date from Something About Mary.
When I was 16 years old, I fell in love. Hey, Ernice.
Hey.
So, what's up?
Yeah.
Cool. So, I was wondering, I don't know if maybe you wanted to, and or if not, if you don't want to, you don't have to. I mean, I just wonder if maybe you're going to the prom, and or if you felt like that, maybe you want to go with me, or I mean, whatever. If you didn't. Did you take that bio test? That was like...
Look, I heard this rumor that this guy, like, was going to ask me. So I'm going to wait and see what happens there. That sounds great. Yeah.
Okay. So is that like a yes or a no? Or...
I thought I made it perfectly clear. If everything else falls apart, maybe.
I'm going to hold you to that.
If you're the last person... alive, maybe I'll go to the prom with you. It's so horrible. Like when I was in high school, one year I had a girlfriend. That's kind of a no-brainer, but that whole asking someone to a dance, like it's much better nowadays. I think when my kids are in school, I went to see a grand march once. My son had a girlfriend, they were together. My daughter went with other with friends. I think that is so, talk about taking the pressure off. Because you don't know, like, there's always someone you like, and if they're not the one that ask, you're like that girl. It's like, oh, God, what do I say here? You almost put them on the spot. Like, you kind of feel bad for Ben Stiller, and that it is so funny how quickly he pivots. Did you take that bio test? Did you ever ask someone to a dance, Conrad?
I did 1 year, but she was already my girlfriend, so I don't think it counts, really.
It's good that she said yes.
That would have been funny if she said no.
Eh, in a way, my options. Thanks, K-Man. We'll see. Yeah, I don't know. That's a great, I love that that movie. And in fact, like the Farrelly Brothers, you got Dumb and Dumber, which is really, truly one of my all-time favorite comedies. And then Something About Mary comes out, and it's like, how do you top those two? And they've made tons of funny movies, but those two in particular were hilarious. Sherry checks in on the stream and says, because when anyone hears my name, Sherry, they start singing it. They start singing Frank in Frankie Valli's voice. Yeah, that would be weird. Sherry, have you ever given someone who did that a serious beating? Think about it. All right. Steve Segrin is coming up next. Mike Mercury is here at 8:20. We'll talk about Madison Comedy Week. In just a few minutes, Steve and I are going to talk about songs you never need to hear again, and we've got some good ones. You won't want to miss it. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Baby, here she comes now, and it comes as no surprise to me with another guy. Here comes my baby, here she comes now, walking with a love, with a love that's oh so fine, never to be mine, no matter how I try.
Want to share your thoughts by texting in or calling? Download the Civic Media app and select your local station. Or call 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Now, here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
I believe in miracles.
You know, we've talked about this before. I haven't had a drink in like 20 months now. And it is not state ordered. It's just a choice I made, but I will say my new thing, like, that I fight is looking at my phone when I'm driving, especially on this drive to Green Bay, because it's so, there's rarely traffic, but you can have a deer come out of nowhere, but it is like an alcoholic looking at that drink going, oh, I want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
You can relate to that? Maybe you've got a problem.
Sometimes I look at my phone a little too much. Yeah. Last week, I almost hit a deer on my ride home.
While looking at your phone?
No, I wasn't looking, but it
was it the deer calling you, telling you to keep your eyes
yeah,
on the road?
Exactly.
From the 920, Steve says, Let It Go from Frozen has been played a little too much. Totally agree, Steve. And Bill also says, Sherry, I feel your pain. People start, when they meet him, they start singing, Billy, Don't Be a Hero. Yeah, that's grounds for like a serious beating. All right, let's get on to the expert when it comes to songs we never need to hear again. And he studied this in college. He's got his graduate's degree in music we never need to hear again. Steve Segrin joins the show. He's a comedian, an actor, and an artist. And he is the catalyst for this segment. Steve, how are you?
I'm okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound great.
Oh, okay. I'm good.
I'm glad to hear that. And thank
you
for
this.
You
know, I almost hit a deer once.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't even driving.
You just walking?
I was pissed off.
So you tried to walk violently into a deer.
Yes, I hit it. I actually hit it.
Listen, I don't blame you. Sometimes they have it coming, you know? This is funny, Steve. You mentioned another friend of ours today. You said, you know, it'd be a great guest, Marty Rackham.
Oh, Marty, yeah.
He's great. And Marty Rackham, for those of you listening, he's been on Seinfeld as like five different characters. He played Jake Jarmel. He was a cop. He's like one of those Seinfeld actors, like my buddy Bruce Jarko, who was on the show, and they just did, you know, Larry David liked him and kept using him. So that was a great suggestion. But it took me back to a tournament. Our mutual friend that Steve introduced me to, Rick Messina, who is at the time, Tim Allen's manager and Drew Carey's
manager.
He was
my manager at the time too. Yeah,
that's right. Okay. Yeah. And he had, this is what you do when you have a lot of money. You build a wiffle stadium at your house.
Outdoor wiffle ball stadium. With stands, you know, for, audience spectator stands and everything. Yeah.
And they were from Angel Stadium. He had some from Shea Stadium. He had an actual dugout that blew cool air mist into the dugout, you know, and he had an announcer booth over home plate.
Broadcast booth. Yeah.
Which was so great because like comics would just go up there and call the games.
Yeah.
It was one of the funnest times of my life. And my son was born. And, no, it was great. And you took me up there. You introduced me to the whole thing. I had no idea I was a good wiffle player until I played wiffle there.
Well, he was doing the World Series of Wiffle.
Yeah.
And your team, there was only two guys on the team, right? Yeah,
that's right.
And Scott, was that his name?
His name was Scott. Yeah. Played Marty.
And, yeah. You advanced all the way to the finals.
Right.
Against Marty and, somebody else. I couldn't remember who else was on Marty's team.
But, I can't remember his teammate either, but I pitched 38 innings of wiffle in 2 days. My arm was hanging off. But that last game, the championship game, and Marty was probably, you know, he won. He hit a home run off. Yeah. You know, you had to let the other guy pitch. I don't want to call the other guy a spaz, Rich, because I'm not, or Steve, because I'm not really a jock myself. Yeah. But you had to let the other guy pitch. And Marty hit a solo shot. We lost 1-0. Yeah. But it was so much fun. And I always felt like I had people coming up to me, Steve, after like, you know, they would say, did you play in college? Like, wiffle? No, this is a goofy talent that I can't make any money off of. You know,
well, it was funny because Rick came out to the mound to talk to you. You see, you were tired and you still wanted to keep going and you were chewing gum. And it was just like a real game. He comes out to the mound. You're chewing on the gum. Your hands are on your hips. And I'm like, he thinks he's in a real game.
Listen, I never got any glory for high school sports. I was like the ninth guy on the basketball team. I wasn't great at football. It was, you know, whatever. So that I'll take it. That glory was well worth
was
a
awesome.
Trip into the mountains in Encino. So thank you for that. But so how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good. Yeah.
You got some new paintings you're trying to sell or?
Yeah, I sold a couple. I had something in a gallery down in Hermosa Beach over the weekend. And
very nice.
And something else in an auction, but I don't think it's sold, but that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I always say I'm kind of in awe of, and I don't like people sometimes who are good at multiple things because I'm just trying to like survive here. But, you know, I got you, like you were a killer at stand-up. You got great acting roles on your resume, and now you're selling art. People like you really piss me off, Steve. Just the multi-talented. We shouldn't be friends, but we are.
I just don't want a real job, that's all.
You're trying everything.
I'm trying whatever works, man. I tried to learn guitar. That didn't work.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Pete, I got to go. I'm late for my pipe fitting class. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. So let's jump into this because I think this is great. Whenever you post this stuff on Facebook, I love it. Here's another song I never need to hear again, and I always can't wait to read it. what's on your mind today? Let's get a song you have on your mind today, and then we'll jump into our lists.
Oh, okay. The latest one was the Saturday in the Park by Chicago.
Yeah, and you got some pushback
on
that
one. I never need to hear that one again. Huh?
You got some pushback on that one.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, it's not that I hate the song. I don't need to hear it. Yeah. I don't own it. I never bought it. I never got into Chicago, but I know every word of that damn song, right? And if I want to hear it, all I have to do is say "Man Selling Ice Cream," and the rest of the song is in my head, right?
Right.
So I don't ever need to hear it again. I know it. I know the song. I don't ever want to hear it again. I don't have to. I'm getting old, and the rest of my life, I can rest of my life without hearing "Saturday in the Park." I'll be fine.
What about 25 or 6-4? That's a great one.
I'm indifferent to that.
Okay,
one. You know, I'm indifferent. You know, I could if I hear it again, I'm not going to go crazy or anything.
Because that one, I just found out, like in the last few years, that's about a guy trying not to do drugs in an apartment. Yeah, in an apartment over the Whiskey A Go-Go on Sunset Boulevard. He's up 25 or 6. Should I try to do some more? He's like counting the minutes. Yeah, it's like a guy really struggling. And I never expected that out of Chicago, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Anyway, there you go.
Now, see, now I'm gonna have to listen to it.
But
I made a list of songs I didn't want to hear again.
Okay,
or
perfect.
Didn't need to hear again. But it's easy to go over songs like, oh, I don't like that. I'm gonna put it on the list. That's not what it's about. It's that I've heard it too much.
Okay,
it's played. You know, it's played. So the list. I'll read some of them off and we could discuss. Okay.
All right. Sounds great.
Sweet Caroline.
Okay.
Never need to hear it, you know, again. And I'm not saying it's a bad song. Neil Diamond is fine. It's just, I've heard it. Let's move on.
You know,
I've heard it too much.
I've seen Todd Glass close his show with that song enough to never hear it again. No, but that's, that's a song like at like a sporting event or at a wedding when you kind of hear it, I would get excited. But if I'm just on the radio, I'm turning that. You know, if I'm in the car.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's made more annoying when people start going, so good, so good, so good. You know, good times never felt so good. So good, so good. Right. Why are you making it worse?
I can barely tolerate the guy who gets paid to sing it.
Yeah.
That's a great one. Okay.
And then okay, hang on, let me look at my list. The next one is Brown Eyed Girl.
Oh my gosh. Somebody
who
I think it was you know the comedian Eric O'Shea? You remember Eric?
I do know Eric O'Shea, yeah.
Yeah, he put that on the because I put it on the Facebook post and he put that song. So yeah, you're not alone on that one.
No, that's one of those songs like if you walk into a cafe and there's a guy playing guitar, chances are he's playing Brown Eyed Girl.
Right. With that Irish hat, you know, with
Yeah. You're my Brown Eyed Girl. Yeah, that's another one, man. I mean, it's not like it's a bad song. At one time, I even liked it.
Yeah,
but
same.
I've heard it enough, and I don't need to hear it again.
We don't need to go there. And that's the song, like, at the beginning. It's like, dun-dun-dun-dun. And I'm like, no.
Then, yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I'm with you.
Opening notes. Okay, let me look at my list again. Where is it? Brown Eyed Girl. Nights in White Satin.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a really annoying one.
That one I don't like. I mean, I never liked. I don't know why they kept playing it on the radio. If you're a 14-year-old kid and that song comes on, right. It's like, do I have the right station on? Is this my dad's station? And it doesn't make any sense.
I don't even know what it's about.
It's about sheets. Satin sheets, I think. It's about some guy's.
No, it's not.
In love with his sheets.
What, you got knights in white satin? Like, I get the sheets part, but it's the knights in white satin.
Okay, maybe it's about gay night.
Yeah, that's a weird one. That's a weird one.
Yeah.
Can
it's that whole album is weird.
Huh? I'm gonna play something for you just because I want this song to be in your head. Conrad, let's do I have to tell him now. Set the Night to Music. Steve, this is on my list. Here.
Set the night to music.
That's enough. I kind of went for the ones. I kind of went for the ones that when they're in my head, I want to kill myself. And that's one of them.
I don't know if I know that song.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe I just introduced you to a great song then.
All right. I'm going to have to say, who does it?
That
didn't sound familiar.
All right, here's one more for you. Conrad, we built this city. Steve, you know this one.
Oh, I
know. We built this city.
That's enough.
Yes, okay.
That one.
Yeah.
That's like, do-do-do-do-do. When I hear that, I'm like, I pull a hamstring turning the radio so fast. That's just such a bad song.
Starship.
Yeah.
Jefferson, you know what? Starship. That might make my list, too. I forgot about that one.
And I'll give you one more, and then let's get back to yours. Anything by Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. The next one might be kind of controversial. Under Pressure.
Oh, that is Under Pressure. But
David Bowie and Freddie
Mercury.
I almost said Freddie Prince. Yeah, Freddie Mercury. Yeah.
Well, we have Mike Mercury on the show tonight. I know he does a killer rendition of of Under Pressure.
Does he really? Are they related?
He wishes.
I didn't know Freddie had a brother.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one. I mean, I love the song, and there's been times I've seen it in movies, and I liked it, and I love the Annie Lennox, David Bowie version of it, which is phenomenal.
Oh, I never heard that one. Maybe I did hear that one, yeah.
That's worth a YouTube search. It's phenomenal. But, yeah, I'm kind of with you. I could see that one. But do you like the Vanilla Ice song that sampled from that?
Oh. No, in fact, every time that song would come on, I'm like, that's Under Pressure. Right. What the hell's going on here?
My guest is artist, comedian, and actor Steve Seeger, and we are discussing songs that we never need to hear again. Steve's bit. I love it. And all right, let's get back to your list, Steve.
Okay, let's see what else is on the list here. This also might be controversial. In the Air Tonight.
No. I hate that song.
Oh,
that's on my list too.
I remember walking into a bar and the song is playing in a jukebox and everyone in the bar is doing the air drums to the drum solo that comes on. And I turned around and left. I can't spend any more time in here.
And then there was that story that went around about it, Steve. Like it was Phil Collins played it for someone because they didn't save a girl who was drowning in a pool. And he waited all these years to get the person to the concert so he could play the song and the spotlight went on that person. I mean, it's just complete ridiculousness.
I believe every word of that.
That would make the song more interesting, to be honest with you. That's a good one.
You. What, he didn't bother to save the girl either? He decided, I'm going to go home and write a song about it. Okay, let's see. Next on the list, Saturday in the Park. Okay, the next one is Fleetwood Mac, You Can Go Your Own Way.
Oh, I saw that the other day when you posted that. Yeah. That's a controversial one, I think.
Yeah.
But well, I think. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I think that one, I don't dislike Fleetwood Mac. There's certain iterations of Fleetwood Mac I like better than others.
Yeah.
But that song was in almost every commercial.
Yes.
I think it was in a car commercial or something.
That's
so watching
perfect.
Football, I'm hearing You Can Go Your Own Way like 20 times a day. So all right. I don't care. I'm done with it.
Let's pick it up there. We'll have more with Steve Seegrin after this. This is Peach Baba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jim and Appleton says, a song I could live happily ever after without ever hearing again, 500 miles. I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a great song if you're on the Oregon Trail. Steve Seeger is here. He's an actor, comedian, and an artist, and he is sharing with us his list of songs that he never needs to hear again. And I agree with almost all of them so far. We left off with Fleetwood Mac, You Can Go Your Own Way. So,
yeah.
What do you think, Steve, about my band suggestion, Bon Jovi? Do they hold up to you?
No. But the thing is, I don't like Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
So I don't care if I hear anything by them ever again. That's the thing. It's like it's easy to pick a song I don't like.
Yeah.
But these are songs that have gotten into your head. You know,
yeah.
And they're in there forever now, you know, and Bon Jovi isn't one of those, doesn't have anything that's, oh, wait a minute. What? I can't think. What's a good, famous, Bon Jovi
song?
Well,
that Shot Through the Heart and the steel guitar.
Oh,
like a steel
yeah.
Horse,
okay. That's going on the list.
Yeah. It's just, okay, yeah, I mean, yeah. That's what they used to play on when I was a doorman on Division Street when I was in college. That's what they used to play to clear the dance floor. They would put Shot Through the Heart and everybody would just flee. And, there are certain bands I hear where it's like, I was never a huge fan of Bon Jovi, but he gets mentioned like with Springsteen and Bob Seger. And I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just hear it. I'm like, ew, you know, it just does not hold up. Like Styx is the same way to me. And there are very few Styx songs I would listen to now.
Styx. I'm the same, but they don't have anything. That's like embedded in my brain forever. You know,
what about Babe?
Babe, which
you
which
know
one's
it's you, Steve. Whenever I've had enough.
The one I keep thinking is "Come Sail Away, Come Sail Away, Come Sail Away with Me."
I'll go with you. But are you going to sing the whole time? Because then I don't want to go.
Here's what I'm going to add to the list for sure: James Taylor, "Fire and Rain."
Oh yeah, I love that song, but I could see that.
But it's like I said, it's in your brain, and even if you don't hear it, it'll pop up. You know
right.
what I mean? Even if you're not hearing the radio, because I wake up in the morning and songs go through my head all the time, and a lot of times it's songs like that.
Right, you know, right.
And I got to listen to something else to get it out of my head. Right. But that is, I'll put that on my list now. But the last thing I have on my list, the entire Kiss discography.
You don't like the song Lick It Up?
I don't like. There's a video on YouTube where they're playing, just finished playing Beth, I think. Is it right? Isn't that the song?
Oh, yeah.
Beth? I hear you calling. And in the audience has got one of these laser pointers. And I guess he's rapping the band. So I don't know who these guys, what their names are, but one of the guys gets up. He's like, hey, you with the laser pointer, I'm going to come out there and stick it up your ass. You know? Then the other Kiss guys get up and they all stand around him, act really tough. Like they're like angry clowns or something like that.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
It's on YouTube. It's pretty funny.
That's funny. Yeah, you know, do you remember the comedian Harlan Williams?
Yeah. Yeah.
I worked with him at the Laugh Factory.
For like 5 minutes.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, exactly. He was hot for 5 minutes and got in five of the biggest grossing films ever and is probably just collecting like residual checks. But he was funny. I liked him personally. He was a nice guy. But he on stage at the Laugh Factory, I was the middle act and he was the headliner. The crowd was not great one night and he sang the entire song Beth.
Oh, no.
Like, he just sang it and the crowd was like listening to him. Like they were almost like, well, this is better than what you were doing before. Oh, it's so great.
I thought you said you got a standing ovation afterwards.
All right. I have a couple for you I want to get your opinions on. Conrad, okay. Let's go with the first one I sent you. All right, that's enough. That is a song that makes me hate New York.
Rebs, I'm with you.
Never need to hear. That's on my list.
Nope. Yeah.
And then
hell with New York.
Right. And then do the other one, Conrad.
I've heard there was a secret
chord. Oh, God. No, that's got to go on my list.
All right. I have.
And it's not just that song. It's any version
right.
of that song. Any version.
I actually had never heard that version. And Conrad found it. And I was like, no, what's this? He goes, that's that song. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I still hate it.
that's the original, right?
Yeah,
the original
that's version. Leonard Cohen. Yeah. But yeah. I have to say something, Conrad. I said lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where's lights?
I don't.
Steve, we got to work this out because that was on my list. But I wanted you to hear. All right. Do you have lights ready, Conrad?
I do all right. Not.
We don't have to play it, Steve. the song Lights by Journey.
Oh, when the lights go down. That was.
And then they sang it in My City when they're in San Francisco. And it was just like, come on. Terrible. All right. So I got to.
I remember hearing an interview with that guy. And he said the original lyric was the lights go down in the city, blah, 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 in L.A.
Oh, really?
But then they changed it to City by the Bay, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was L.A. originally, yeah. But who cares? Journey, everything that Journey did is on my list.
Oh, is that right? Anything.
It is now, yes, because I forgot about Journey, yeah.
You know what song I love by them that I don't ever hear anymore is that song, Who's Crying Now? That's a great song. And they always play Don't Stop Believing or Lights.
Don't Stop Believing. Yeah.
And whatever, I liked it, but that's one I don't really need to hear. But Who's Crying Now? I like. There's like some of the B-sides of theirs I wouldn't mind hearing. But here's one I hate so much, Steve. I'm choking on my own rage saying it. Love in an Elevator by Aerosmith.
Oh, I heard you talk about that before.
Just Love in an so elevator. Bad. Living it up when I'm going down. Get it, Steve? It's sex.
I know. It's one of my favorite songs.
Here's another one.
I got married to that song.
That was your first dance. Taking Care of Business. Awful.
Blackwood Turner Overdrive.
Yeah, never need to hear it.
Yes. No, never again. Yeah, that's going on my list.
And then Happy, the Feral.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. And then Sam Elliott's voice. I'm done with it. I love it. I love him. But I never need to hear Sam.
You know what? I think I'm there. I'm there with you. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I just heard it. And the Smokey the Bear commercial, right? Yeah.
That's what made me think of it. Hey, can you stick around through the news, Steve? We could talk a little TV and movies. You mind?
Okay, sure.
Yeah. All right, fantastic. Steve Segrin is going to stick around through the Civic Media award-winning news. So we're going to talk about TV and movies. I think we moved on, unless we think of another song, but feel free to text your least favorite song or the song you never need to hear again, folks. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.